Welcome to the latest edition of WNCW's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. My guest this week is reporter Mike Conley, who covers local government, business, and community events for the McDowell News. Mike, good morning.
Good to talk to you again.
We're looking forward today to an update on the latest business and economic development involving Marion and McDowell County. And let's start with the possibility of a municipal event center and movie theater in the downtown.
The Marion City Council and the McDowell County Board of Commissioners have both given their strong and enthusiastic support to the concept of a municipal event center in the middle of downtown Marion. This center will be located in a former manufacturing plant that has stood empty and vacant for several years now. This municipal event center will cover 15,000 square feet. It will not cover the entire building, a little less than 100,000 square feet. So the idea is to take a section of this building, which has a big open space, and turn it into a municipal event center that will host concerts, plays, job fairs, conventions, reunions. There's even talk about bringing back the prom to McDowell County. For many years, our high school prom has always been held outside of McDowell County at a bigger venue, and now there's some talk about bringing it back to the home county. The city and the county will not own it. They will partner with the Chamber of Commerce to rent that 15,000 square feet from the owners of the entire building.
You, of course, were at that commissioner's meeting that was recently held and wrote your story from that. I found something interesting in that story. Tell us about the individual who actually spoke to the commissioners and gave an example of how well the very small North Carolina county of Jones County had fared with an event center that they put together.
Steve Bush is the executive director of the McDowell Chamber of Commerce, and this has been his pet project. Steve has done some research into the Jones County Municipal Event Center, which is in the eastern part of North Carolina. In Jones County, their population is about 10,000 people. So obviously, Jones County is much smaller, much more rural than even McDowell County, which is considered to be a rural county. Jones County has a multi-purpose civic center that covers 18,000 square feet and a 2,100 square foot stage. This municipal event center has hosted concerts by Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, country music singers. That building, or a portion of that building, was booked 14 times in June, 9 times in July, 8 times in August, and 10 times in September. According to that, it seems like every weekend that building has had some kind of use.
Yeah, and for him to give that example of 14 dates in the month of June alone, well, you're talking about practically about half the month. Let's go on to the next step that comes to mind. What is the estimated cost to put this center together, and how might it be funded?
No one is talking about purchasing the building. The estimated cost of leasing this space would be $5,000 a month or $60,000 a year, and that cost will be shared by the City of Marion, McDowell County, the Chamber of Commerce, our Tourism Development Authority, and other interested partners who might want to become sponsors. There has been discussion of trying to get one of our local industries to be a major sponsor of this event center. But the city is expected to put in $15,000 a year for the lease, and the county is expected to put in $20,000 a year. That's taxpayers' money towards the leasing of the municipal event center.
A team, so to speak, all those different groups being a part of it.
The main concern from our standpoint has been the taxpayer money from the city and the county.
This is More to the Story on WNCW. Our guest is reporter Mike Conley from the McDowell News. Mike, let's move away from talking about what does sound exciting with a possible future event center and talk about some of the other things regarding city updates, kind of a major renaissance, so to speak.
For more than a year, I've noticed the growth of new businesses in downtown Marion. For many years, cities surrounding Marion have been a major part of the craft beer movement. Marion has finally become a part of that. It started in March of last year with the opening of our new store called XYZ, which has craft beer, different types of wine and spirits, similar to what you would find in downtown Asheville. Then shortly after that, our first tap room opened up called Refinery 13, which has 13 taps, all of North Carolina craft beer, hard cider, and they have North Carolina wine as well. After that, we had the opening of Spillway Bridge and Company, which is not only a tap room, but it's a music venue. And Spillway Bridge has been bringing in singers and musicians from Asheville and other surrounding areas to perform. And our first craft brewery, Micahtown, just recently opened up on New Year's Eve. They had their grand opening. It's been like a renaissance for downtown Marion. I cannot tell you how many times I've gone to these places, and I've spoken to long-time residents like me, people who have lived here for many years, and they keep saying to me, I can't believe this is Marion. I didn't think this would ever happen. Most of them are owned and operated by young entrepreneurs, people who have come here with fresh ideas, bringing in new excitement and growth in downtown Marion. It's really been a breath of fresh air for our community.
Moving from talking about new, let's talk about something that we won't call old, but certainly a building that's been around for a number of years when we talk about the courthouse. But I understand courthouse renovations is something that's being discussed.
This is a project that's been looked at for a long time, and it's going to continue to be an ongoing project. Our county courthouse was finished in 1923. It's almost 100 years old. And like a lot of old buildings and courthouses, it's in need of some major renovations. About a couple of years ago, the county finally installed an elevator inside the courthouse. I think there's four levels in the courthouse, and we finally got an elevator to help people get from one place to another who are disabled. The McDowell County Commissioners are continuing to look at making more renovations to the courthouse, including a new heating and air system, replacing the windows, the addition of a third courtroom, which will be located in the rear of the building on top of a parking deck. The architect for McDowell County has proposed different estimates for the cost of renovating and building additions to the McDowell County Courthouse and the County Administration Building. These costs range from $5.4 million to $6.8 million, if the work can be done during regular business hours. Now, if it has to be done after hours, the cost would go even higher. But these numbers are just estimates. The real amounts won't be known until bids are received from interested contractors February of next year. The heating system needs to be upgraded as well.
Mike Connolly, we can't thank you enough for your time today to go over many of the ongoing projects and excitement growing in McDowell County and Marion. Again, Mike serves as a reporter covering local government, business, and community events for the McDowell News. Thank you again.
Thank you very much, Paul.
More to the story podcast are also at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.